the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to Christmas Eve Day. We have been having such a delightful time listening to so many of our special guests tell us about the names of Jesus. So that as we try to understand just who is Jesus, this is not a question of who was he, as though he's someone who lived a long time ago, but it is a question of who is he, because he continues to reign in heaven and have an impact and desire to be a part of our lives, drawing us to himself even to this day. So as we see who is Jesus, we have a very special guest with us today, who's going to help us try and understand just a little bit more about who he is by introducing to us a very special, special name of Jesus. So I'd like to take a moment and introduce my guest for today. What is your first name?
Nico.
And what grade are you in, Nico?
First grade.
What's your favorite thing about first grade?
Math.
Math. I love it when people tell me that math is their favorite thing about school, because it was not ever my favorite thing. And I just so respect and wonder at people whose brains are good at math. So I think that's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun thing to be good at and enjoy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. And what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Spending time with my family and doing all of family Christmas tradition.
Ooh. Is there one tradition that you can tell me about that you remember that you really enjoy?
Like chopping down trees.
So do you guys go and chop down your Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Have you done that more than one time?
Yeah.
That sounds so fun. Did you know that I've always wanted to do that and I never have? So do you guys go around and pick one out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do it kind of earlier, so you have the Christmas tree up for a long time, or do you do it closer to Christmas Day?
I think I do it I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably up for a while, right? Do you guys put it on your roof, or do you sit with it in the seat next to you and cuddle?
We put it in the part of the roof.
Mm-hmm. That's so fun. Do you like the way it smells?
Yeah.
Some people don't like the way Christmas trees smell. Personally, it's one of my favorite smells. I love it. So you are here today with us on the podcast. This Christmas Eve day is when people are getting to listen to our conversation. And you are going to tell us about a very special name of Jesus. What is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
Savior.
And so here on this Christmas Eve, we get to hear about how Jesus has come to be and is our Savior. Nico, what does this name mean?
God, or Jesus, as in the Redeemer of sins and Savior of souls.
Hmm. So he's the one who takes away our sin. He saves us from our sin, right? And then why did we need to be saved from our sin?
Because we don't want to sin.
We don't want to sin. What does our sin get us?
Bad.
Yeah, bad things, right? Like in this earth, right? Like in our life, when we sin, it does not bring us good things, right? Yeah. And in heaven, afterlife, after we pass away, after we die, it brings us not good things there either. In fact, it says that when we were sinners, right, that we actually have only earned hell and separation from God after we die if we let our sin still be something that we're carrying around and we're taking charge of. That sounds sad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we needed a Savior because our sin was separating us from God. And so then Jesus enters into the story. And what happens? Where is this name referenced?
Luke 2:11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
So right there, the angels are telling everybody, right? and they're introducing Jesus as their as Savior. They're like, hey, you needed one of these, and he's come today, right?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Nico, can you tell us a story from the scriptures that shows us how this name of Jesus is true, or maybe why he has this name of Savior?
Yes, the time Jesus went on the cross and died for our sins, Jesus was crucified and resurrected 3 days later. He became our Savior and Lord and saved us from our sins.
Isn't that a beautiful story? So he earns this name right when he's born, which is crazy because he hasn't saved us yet, right? And then you're telling us that then when we look into the Bible, that we see that he becomes our Savior when he died on the cross and was resurrected and took our sins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for that. Can you tell me about a time in your life or in the life of your family when you have seen Jesus as your Savior?
Recently, my daddy was in the hospital and he was very sick. I was scared and sad that he wouldn't come back home. We prayed and prayed to Jesus, our Savior, that he would save my daddy, and he did. My daddy came home feeling better.
So your dad, he was in the hospital, right? It sounds like that was made you nervous. And then you asked God, right? That he would, who you were saying right there, right? Like as your Savior. And your dad has a personal relationship with Jesus, right? It's his Savior. And you were asking him to also to save your dad, even on this earth in his human body, right? That he would be able to come home and that that sickness would go away.
Yeah.
And he came home, didn't he? So that is a way that you've seen even here in your story and in your dad's story, right? That he's Jesus is working to show himself as Savior. And then by trusting in Jesus, that is how we ultimately begin to see that Jesus is our Savior. What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he loves us.
That he loves us. It's my favorite thing too. It's pretty special to be loved by someone who loves so well, isn't it? Yeah. It really is. So on this Christmas Eve day, we wanted to share today's Advent passage with you. And Mr. Nico is going to go ahead and read that for us.
In Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Woo! That is a beautiful passage, and you did a great job making your way through those verses. And so here we see that big story that's going on in Luke, right? Telling us all about the birth of Jesus. And today on Christmas Eve day, or maybe you're listening this on the evening, and we get to be together at church and worshiping Jesus, not because he's a baby that's coming to earth, but because he is our Savior. And we celebrate the day of his birth, not because we want to get presents, not because we want to spend time with family, not because of all these other really good things, but we celebrate this day because this is the first day where God put on flesh and he came to live among us so that he would grow and be our Savior, and that he would save us from our sins, and that he would make a way for us to be able to go to heaven and be with God for all eternity. And so, Mr. Nico, I'm very thankful for all that you've shared with us today and that you've taught us. And I was wondering, can you close us in prayer?
Yeah. Thank you, God, for sending your son to be the Savior of the world. Thank you for being my Savior and everything you do for my family. Thank you for Christmas and all of the celebrations celebrating the birth of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, Mr. Nico, can you finish off our time together and wish everyone who's listening to us a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. We hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas Eve. We will meet you back here tomorrow on Christmas Day for our final time together, learning about who Jesus is during this Christmas season.